We invite you to enjoy this sermon presented by Pastor Bob Goeckeler on January 6, 2019 at the First Presbyterian Church of Lehigh Acres, Florida. The sermon title is Starlight, Star Bright.
Our reading from the Holy Gospel for today comes from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 2. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be with me again in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. And the three wise men traveled across the desert to see the infant Jesus lying in the manger. And as they looked to the sky, they exclaimed, "Starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight, I wish I may, I wish I might, have this wish I wish tonight." Okay. Well, I guess you guessed correctly, playing a little bit of a mind game here. Nowhere does it say there were three wise men or magi. And in fact, it was probably a rather sizable caravan, as that was the customary way to travel for the safety of being in that part of the country. Desert? Well, that part probably is okay. Infant Jesus lying in a manger? Nope. It was the child Jesus they came to see in the house they were living in. From the surrounding scriptures, Jesus was probably a couple of years old at that point. And lastly, they were following a star or light in the heavens. But exclaiming, "Starlight, star bright," etc., probably not. Though even such intelligent characters might have had a sense of humor and a jovial spirit, so who knows? Over time, we certainly distort and embellish biblical stories and truths, which makes it all the more important that as people of faith, we need to read those stories for ourselves. And I encourage you, please, make it a habit of doing so in this new year. Now, I'm not suggesting that you pick up and read your Bible every day, though that's not a bad thing to do. But I do know, realistically, for most folks, that's not going to happen. But I do encourage you, at least on occasion, pick up your Bible and read the gospel story for yourselves. You might be amazed by the new understandings you will receive from doing so. Today, we do celebrate the visit of the Magi and the revelation of God's manifestation as a human being to live among us. Not just among the Jewish community of the day, but among all of humankind. That's important, and that's worth celebration. There isn't some chosen race, a chosen portion of humanity. God came to the entire world in Jesus. In many Spanish cultures, Epiphany, or Three Kings Day, is a big festival, bigger even than Christmas. There are parades with camels and people dressed up as the three kings, and gift giving is done on that day rather than on Christmas. Speaking with a dear friend and neighbor a few days ago, he told me that in his native Puerto Rico, it is still a big day, though as time goes on, Americanization has shifted the festivities more towards Christmas, and unfortunately, losing sight of the Christian significance of both days. Today, however, we are gathered in worship and are able to look towards that star that led the Magi, the light that came into the world in Jesus the Christ. In John chapter 8, Jesus refers to himself as the light of the world. Have you ever lighted a candle during the day? It gives off its light and perhaps a nice aroma, but it doesn't do much to light up the room beyond what's already there. That same candle, though, lit in a dark room, gives light that actually brightens the room. I sure remember that candlelight a bit over a year ago during the darkness of Hurricane Irma and the resulting long power outages, as I'm sure many of you can as well. Again, from the Gospel of John, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. We live in darkness. Our world is a dark place where God's light is increasingly clouded over by the darkness of evil and sin. A world where for so many, God just seems totally unimportant, no longer relevant in a modern world, and likely just a myth from times gone by. Sunday mornings are just not busy traffic days on the roads with folks heading to worship. How sad that is, but it is also an opportunity. Jesus said, "Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a basket. Instead, they set it on a lampstand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." That, my friends, is our opportunity and our calling. Our light needs to shine brightly. Certainly as individuals, but also as a community of faith. The psalmist said, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." God has illuminated the path we are to follow through the life and teachings of Jesus. It's all there for us. as we begin this new year, it is a perfect time for us to start fresh as individuals and to make and keep resolutions to improve our Christian life. Perhaps as importantly, it is a great time for this church, the First Presbyterian Church of Lehigh Acres, Florida, to look at its heritage here in Lehigh Acres and to see where it came from and what it has done over the years. As vital as that is, we cannot live in the past, though we do, of course, learn from it and should learn from it. We need to look to the future and to the path that God has prepared for us. There is a tremendous need for the message that this church can offer to the Lehigh community. Not just in our words, though our teaching, preaching, and worship are important, but also in our actions. We are called to be more than just a group of folks who worship on Sunday mornings in a pretty little copper-topped building at the corner of Joel and Bell Boulevards. We need to be visible as a congregation, living the faith we proclaim. How? That answer doesn't come easily and does require prayerful thought and consideration. But if we faithfully look, God will show us the way. Such things as involvement and support of community ministries, working with other agencies and other churches that serve the needs of many underserved in our community, searching out new ways to reach out to those who may feel disenfranchised and lost to God, visibly being an open and welcoming place for all people, working to meet the needs of the young people in our community before idle time and idle hands lead them astray, and making our presence and our message known in every possible way. We as a group have so many gifts and blessings, along with the many gifted and talented people here. Jesus calls us to use them. In the words of the prophet Isaiah, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you." Amen. And please be with me again in prayer. Lord of light, people of all walks of life have sought you throughout the generations. May we be bright, shining stars, guiding and leading others to you, that they too may be blessed by living in your presence. In the holy name of our Lord Jesus, the light of the world, we pray. Amen.
You have heard a sermon delivered on January 6, 2019 at the First Presbyterian Church of Lehigh Acres, Florida, by Pastor Bob Geckler. The title was "Star Light, Star Bright." We thank you for listening, and may God bless you.